The board also approved several new credentials, 3 new associate's degrees. One is an associate of applied science in nursing / paramedic to RN. So this will enable paramedics to become RNs through a defined and faster pathway that is designed to take into account their education that they already have and their skills. So we're very excited about that. We're also adding an associate of general studies. This will assist us in delivering education to the correctional facilities, but also it's a very flexible degree. It's just a 15-hour general education core, and then on top of that, students get to pick just 45 hours of electives. So it's meant to be very flexible based on what the student, what their goal may be. And then we're also adding an associate of science in biomedical sciences. This will prepare students for a variety of healthcare professions, pre-med, you know, other things besides nursing that they might be going for, or maybe they want to get that on top of nursing because they're planning to go from associate's degree RN to BSN. That would help them with that. We are also adding 5 technical certificates. One technical certificate is specifically the RN to BSN advancement, which will assist our associate degree RNs who want to get a BSN to help them acquire the gen ed. And we're in the process of working out a BSN agreement with University of Arkansas Monticello. So this would flow nicely right into that. We're also adding a technical certificate in community paramedic. This expands the paramedic role in rural healthcare settings. In rural healthcare in Arkansas, paramedics are having to provide more and more of that. So there needs to be some additional skills training to assist them with that. We're adding a technical certificate in legal studies, which would prepare students for careers in law enforcement or in other fields in the legal system, say you're pre-law or you want to be a mediator or public service, something like that, as well as a technical certificate in STEM fields and a technical certificate in creative enterprises. And then we're adding something like, I think it's 15 certificates of proficiency, which are the short, less than a semester, semester or less degrees. And this will make sense on top of some additional good news. We were one of 8 colleges selected by the Arkansas Department of Higher Education to partner with Education Design Lab to join what's called the Community College Growth Engine. This will help expand college to career pathways really quickly. They'll help you build a series of what we call micro-credentials. And that's where higher education is finally realizing that employers want to know what skills specifically students have when they come out. So each of these micro-credentials will then be designed to stack. And so the certificate of proficiency, that is kind of part of that. You have micro-credentials stack into a CP, CP stack into a technical certificate, and then they stack into an associate's, and then that can go to a bachelor's degree and on. And this gives students a way to hop on and off the education pathway, as it were, come and go, but at each point have some kind of credential or certificate that shows the skill that they've learned. And this is a big thing nationwide, so we were very excited to be one of only 8 schools chosen to work with this company to help develop a comprehensive menu of these micro-credentials. And that grant was for $50,000. We also got approval for the EMS training site grant. This helps pay the tuition for a number of students in our EMS program. It also helps pay for professional development for the instructors, for books, and things like that. And that grants in the amount of $8,536.